We have an update on the Baby Rico case. You might recall a couple weeks ago we talked with Rico Nagel, or his parents and grandparents at least. A young baby who was taken away by Child Protection Services. I do air quotes around protection. They were told that he has HIV, this boogeyman of a virus, and, well, they took him away from his mother, preventing him from breastfeeding. They put a tube in his throat and then a tube in his stomach, causing all sorts of infections, and poisoned him with a reject chemotherapy DNA destroyer known as AZT. What they did to this baby, and I hear my son crying in the background. Can you hear that? Mr. Producer, can you hear him in the background? I couldn't have planned that. Anyways, what they did to him was beyond belief. Absolutely beyond belief. Considering his mother, Lindsay Nagel, when she was a child, was given a similar death sentence and subsequently put on AZT, the reject chemotherapy DNA destroyer. And as a result, her health started to decline drastically. Her parents realized what was going on. They corresponded with Dr. Peter Duesberg from the University of Berkeley and were told to get her off the medication as quickly as possible. Once they did that, Lindsay's health started to recoup. She began to be able to eat again, which makes sense because, while AZT being a reject chemotherapy drug, it makes it kind of difficult to eat. And all of her symptoms started to fade away slowly but surely. All the other children in her AIDS portion of the hospital, well, they died. Dead as a doorknob. And Lindsay, on the other hand, is now in her early 20s and just gave birth to a baby boy, Rico. Back to Rico. Well, the government took Rico away. They said, oh, Lindsay, listen, we're going to have to poison your son just like we wanted to poison you. And we don't trust you with him. So they made a decision to kidnap her baby, again, right off of the breast as he was trying to breastfeed, and interfere in their life in such a way that is just hard for me to talk about. Being a new father, a humble parent that could never imagine this happening to me. I mean, it's an absolute nightmare. Well, the county recently, just a couple days ago, said that they will continue to monitor him and, well, continue to force his parents to poison baby Rico. And they do so on Skype with a Skype video call. I want to get into this in greater detail, but tonight we have a special guest who is along the same lines of research. Her name is Janice Barcelo. She's a doula and a trauma-based birth expert. What she illuminates in regards to trauma-based birth is so important. It's the root of the problem in our world today. Being traumatized from the second we're born, folks, you're not going to want to miss our guest tonight, Janice Barcelo.
The Bob Justin Show.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. Not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
When a child is born, it should be a moment of great love, caring, nourishment. Now, more and more, most births are traumatic experiences, at least hospital births. Upwards to 95% of all birth experiences are considered, hospital birth experiences, I should add, are considered to be traumatic, and 45% of those severely traumatic. I guess Denise Barcelo has worked very hard to understand what that trauma is all about and how we can break free from it, how we can avoid it, and what exactly goes on with the birthing process and what should go on with the birthing process even more importantly. I've had Denise on before. She's been a great mentor to me, especially considering right around the time we started to understand and learn about her research. We had the birth of our child, and the rest is history. Denise, welcome back. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me back, Bob. I think, you know, what we're talking about is so important, so I'm really excited to have another opportunity to talk with you about it. Thank you.
Well, great. There's a lot going on in the world. There's talk of Syria and Israel striking Syria preemptively. North Korea was a big topic for a while. There's talk of the economy collapsing and the economy not collapsing, as today we saw these inflated numbers with the stock market. There's talk of this and that. Anyways, you get the idea. So the bottom line is, why is it so important that we go back to basics, if you will, and have a firm understanding of what's gone wrong with the birthing process for so many?
Well, if we understand that there's a deliberate attempt to keep us in a constant state of agitation and fear, and that's why we're seeing all the stuff that you just mentioned about North Korea and Syria and what's going on with the stock market, and there's going to be a nuclear war, and there's going to be, you know, a major flood all around the world, all around the coastlines. There's so much stuff right now coming through, you know, in terms of the devastation that we are expected to have based on the dark forces image of what is coming, and they want us all to participate in that. But this attempt to keep us, you know, constantly afraid begins the moment that we make an attempt to enter this dimension, you know, when we're coming out of our mother's womb and into the earth. And these forces that I just spoke of, these dark forces, are pretty much standing right there at the gate to make sure that we are traumatized, that we are terrified, that the bond of love between our mother and ourselves is broken, that the bond between that mother and her partner is also severely undermined, and that the male in that whole, the father in that whole scene, that his role is usurped by the medical profession, and that he is also going to have trouble bonding with his baby. So, as we did on the last time we were together, Bob Alesho, we kind of went through the protocols of hospital birth point for point, and that's a good thing to do, but I want people to be aware that there are forces that are antagonistic to the human race that have chosen to deliberately alter us in order to turn us into a slave race. And the alteration is coming through severe trauma, which is altering our nervous system and our brain. And it's also coming through things like vaccines that contain aborted human fetal tissue and the DNA of monkeys and pigs and cows and dogs and guinea pigs and caterpillar eggs and disgusting ingredients in vaccines that are mutating the genetic code for the human species. Genetically modified foods are also mutating our genetics. Mercury in our dental fillings, fluoride in our drinking water, chemtrails that are being dumped on us with heavy metals that alter the function of our brain and our nervous system, the heart frequencies that are, you know, blasting at us all the time that are keeping our reptilian brain in a constant state of agitation. There's nuclear radiation. They've deliberately built these nuclear power plants along fault lines and along the ocean in order to make sure that they can poison everything, you know, at the drop of a hat. And I could, you know, I could go on and on about the myriad ways that they are deliberately trying to alter the genetics of the human race. And I want people to be clear that the brain, you know, we're using a very small portion of our brain potential, and the majority of our DNA is dormant. And scientists are calling it junk, but it is not junk. It is dormant, and it is dormant because we have been genetically altered. And in order to hold that genetic alteration in place, they are throwing everything that they can think of at us to make sure that we are maintained in a constant state of mutation.
Sure. So Janice, if they hadn't been throwing all these things at us, what would the world look like? Would it be a place of great intelligence, of great love and caring?
The world is actually a place of extreme intelligence and, you know, an interconnection between all of life, and every bit of life has a function to play that is interconnected with every other function. And the origins of our species, for people that would like to understand what a pristine human looks like, I encourage people to read the Anastasia books, because those books contain information about what we are capable of when our DNA is fully functional, when our brain is fully functional, and when we are not mutated through the technological world, because the technological world alters us. It's like it's a function, it's a creation of the dark forces. So it's kind of like this artificial world that's been superimposed over the real world. And we are indoctrinated into the artificial world and conditioned to believe, you know, that it's very important and that we need it and that we benefit from it. But on the contrary, we do not. Our species has an enormous capacity for love, for creation of beautiful things, for, you know, communication directly with the divine mind. We are being manipulated even through religion to worship a demonic entity that is not the creator at all. And the mind control is extensive, and the mind control is made stronger through inflicting trauma on infants. And the trauma is happening from the moment of conception, because we are being manipulated around human sexuality and being conditioned to have sex, you know, extremely haphazardly, and make babies as a side effect of fleshy indulgence. And babies are suffering in wombs where they're not wanted, and they're being, you know, aborted, which is a ritual of human sacrifice. And their DNA is ending up in vaccines and ending up in stamina-boosting pills and flavor-enhancing research, you know, through companies like Phenomics. So you go have a glass of Lipton tea, you have residual aborted human fetal tissue.
People think that's a joke, Janice, but this is
not
actuality. This is a real thing, folks. It's in the vaccines. It's in all of this stuff. And it's not science fiction. It's not an exaggeration. It's reality.
It is satanic. This is all satanic based. We have to understand that there are extremely evil people, psychopaths, running this planet right now. And I don't even think that they're fully human. I don't even know if they're at all human. And these people are practicing Luciferians. They, you know, they really enjoy distorting the souls of humanity, which they do through rituals like abortion and the
circumcision.
Circumcision is ritual sexual torture and genital mutilation of infants. People should understand that it is being done without anesthesia.
Yeah, let's talk about that in greater detail in a little bit, because
you bet.
Because I know that is very important. And recently on my talk at the Free Your Mind Conference, I highlighted a great portion of what we'll be discussing tonight on the show, because I find it to be very important as well. And I think that any of the listeners out there who are jonesing to hear about the false flag, Boston bombing, or this and that, bear with us here, because this is kind of the root issue here that I think we need to really address. But you mentioned abortion, and there's this recent case of a doctor, so-called doctor, right?
Yeah,
who?
Gosnell.
Yeah, Gosnell, who just did the most horrific things, and women just, they went along with it. Men, women and men, because this is both energies here. They just went along with it, and you know, I mean, and to read what happened with this case, and it's not an isolated case. This happens all over the country. Is so disturbing and beyond belief that I don't know what else to say.
I'm losing you.
Well, I'm losing you in this case. this is just sick, evil. It's aberrant and beyond belief.
Indeed it is, but you know what, Bob? Abortion, even not in a clinic, when you go to have abortion, if you do it in the early stages, they do something initially. And what they do is they pull the baby out, and so I see pictures of little heads, hands, arms, legs, you know, the baby ripped apart, ripped from limb.
Disgusting.
Here's
all right, we've got to take a quick break.
To break?
Janice, yeah,
okay.
we'll come
okay.
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Show. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store. Or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
Denise Barcello is our special guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. We're going to cover a lot of ground tonight, but if we don't give enough justice to any one topic, please forgive us. You can find much of it at her websites. Denise, why don't you give out the websites? This is just a shorter segment, and then we'll jump back into some of this heavy topic that really needs to be discussed.
Yeah, sure. My website is birthofanewearth.com, and my blog is birthofanewearth.blogspot.com. And for information about the ingredients in vaccines, the aborted human fetal tissue in vaccines, companies like Phenomics, who are using aborted fetal tissue for flavor-enhancing research, all of this stuff is on my blog at birthofanewearth.blogspot.com. And I want to let people, you know, sort of give everybody a heads up that the information we're going to cover tonight is difficult for people to hear. But if we don't talk about it, it's quite likely that we're going to continue aborting our babies and doing the things, you know, choosing hospital birth and choosing protocols that are damaging to us and to our children and to our families. So I just want to help people sort of break out of the mind control and, you know, bring this information into the conscious mind so we can begin the healing process. Okay.
You know, there was a quote from Sai Baba. I don't know what people think about him, but that aside, the quote remains true in my mind that, you know, when you get a room that's had so much darkness in it and you start to shine the light, unfortunately, you notice that there's all this dirt and crud and all these bugs and nasty things crawling all over the place. But eventually that light has to be shined so that you can clean up that room. And that's exactly what we're doing. And it's not easy because as we shine the light, we do see all this dirt, all this evilness. So bear with us here, folks, because it's essential we talk about these things in the fashion that we will be talking about them. And you mentioned hospital birth being a big culprit.
I just want to finish, Bob, about the abortion stuff and say, you know, it may seem crazy what Gosnell did in terms of the way that he murdered those babies.
Oh, yeah.
It's really no different than if you go into a hospital for a late-stage abortion. What they're going to do in the hospital is inject a saline solution into the amniotic sac, and the baby's going to gulp it in, and the baby's lungs will be burned from the inside out, and the outer layer of his skin or her skin will be burned, and the mother will give birth to a baby that's been burnt to death in her womb. So I know it seems crazy what Gosnell did, but abortion itself is the insanity. At no time is it normal for a woman to want to murder her own baby.
What about the day after? I can go and buy a medication over the counter and I don't have to worry about it.
You can, and they're trying to make sure that pill or whatever it is can get to very young girls, you know, younger than 18. So we're dealing in the realms of either spiritual love or spiritual darkness. And when you use your sexuality haphazardly, when you use your life-creating potential without being open to life, there are some serious spiritual consequences, and we can't expect to have a life that's not filled with suffering when we're engaged in these kinds of activities. And so there's a tremendous amount of suffering on our planet. There's a tremendous amount of grief and just pain, you know, emotional, spiritual, psychic pain. And much of it is because of what we are doing, but we're talking about a species that doesn't have half of its DNA working or a majority of its brain is not working. And so we're not behaving from a place of intelligence or making rational choices at all. And we are participating in the satanic agenda by being haphazard with our life-creating potential, by murdering our children, by eating dead animals, you know. I mean, these animals have been tortured and imprisoned, and we're consuming their flesh. And, I mean, we're doing some very, very dark things. We think that it's normal, and we teach our children to do it, but it's not normal. There's something that's not the way the Creator intended for us to be at all.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking from a place of experience in terms of eating animals. It's been almost 20 years that I haven't eaten the flesh of an animal, so I can say for sure that it's not necessary.
What about those that believe that, you know, we need to eat meat for certain nutrition values?
Well, I would say that they're lying. There's nothing nutritious about eating the flesh of a being whose life has been stolen. And the Creator will not look in favor on those who take the life of the living things that have been given to us to keep us company and to provide us with pleasure and with opportunities to experience love.
Right. Janice, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a second.
The Bob Justin Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. Into outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send into outer space to find another race.
Janice Barcelo is our special guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. And Janice, we had talked off air about making this a twofer, and I think we'll have to. Can you come back on next week?
You bet I will.
Okay, cool. And I know people have questions for you and experiences to share with you.
Yeah.
So I want to also open up the phone lines because my audience is very involved with the show. I try to make it as interactive as possible. So I want to allow for people to call up and share their experiences or ask any questions they have for you. So 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. We'll take calls in just a little bit. I see Mike's already on the line. Stand by, Mike. 800-313-9443. 43. Janice, where were we?
I'm just looking at your website with for Public Broadcasting Network, right? And on the homepage, here's a story. Let me get the title for you. Abortion right. Horror hits Michigan when decapitated head found left in the womb. So they cut off this baby's head. The woman's uterus was hanging on by two blood vessels because he, you know, perforated her uterus. The head of the baby was in the woman's abdomen, and her large intestine had been grasped and pulled away from its blood supply and into the vagina. The woman required a hysterectomy, colonoscopy, and several units of blood to save her life. These stories are not uncommon. Because
and Janice, you're not a religious zealot because typically we hear, you know, the anti-abortion issue being, you know, just the evangelical Christians. You're not, I mean, this transcends any religion whatsoever. This is a secular, aberrant behavior that we need to expose.
What I was saying earlier is that religion is nothing more than a malevolent attempt to confuse our understanding of the Creator. Christians are involved in a satanic ritual every time they go to Mass, and they symbolically drink and eat, you know, drink the blood and eat the body parts of a sacrificed man. They are worshiping human sacrifice, and the Jews have a very, very long and dark history of human sacrifice.
Yeah, the Old Testament is just filled with this.
It's disgusting.
And of course, the Christians have adopted the same book as well as the Muslims.
So we're talking about human and animal sacrifice that is extensive, a God that requires it, a God that requires that people cut their son's foreskin off before that he's 8 days old. That's not, see, I religion is mind control. I am a very, very spiritual person. I have a personal relationship with the Creator that I can only understand through the beauty of nature and through the love in that beauty that I feel, you know, in the animals and in the trees and the plants and the food that I grow myself. So that's how I understand the Creator. I certainly do not think the Judeo-Christian God is the Creator. I think he's a demon. So I'm not religious. I am spiritually aware, and I am spiritually aware that what we are doing is evil. We are participating in evil, and we have to understand that. We have to get a grip on it. It's not okay to kill your babies. Most of the men out there don't have a choice in this either.
Yeah, that always disturbed me, you know, and people constantly talk about the woman's right to choose. Well, if I'm the father, I'd like to have a say in my wife or my girlfriend, most likely my girlfriend, if it's, you know, a case in which it's not a conscious birth. I'd like to have a say and say, no, you're not having an abortion. I'd love to have this child. Now, yeah. I can also understand the fact that it's the woman's body that goes through all this, but part of me says, well, you know, I want to be a father. I want to take accountability for this. I want to take responsibility for this, and I'm not for abortion.
Well, heck no, and that's the thing. You know, I've had a lot of men break down in my presence when I begin to talk about this topic because they're carrying so much pain about babies that have been killed without them having any choice. And also, you know, I distinctly remember, and if people go to my website, there's a video on the homepage there where I'm talking about a young man that I picked up hitchhiking one day when I lived on Maui, and his girlfriend had just had her second abortion in a year, and he was devastated. He was crying, and, you know, the love between the two of them was breaking down because, of course, the babies that they created could have been the fulfillment of human love, but when you kill the babies, you are annihilating that fulfillment, the culmination of love. And so love cannot maintain itself in the face of abortion. It's just not going to happen. There's going to be relationships breaking down left and right, and the men are suffering, and the women are suffering, even if they don't admit it, and even if they think that they're fine. You know, decades later, when they realize what really happened, the way that their babies were really killed, and the spiritual impact that this has had on their ability to even get pregnant or give birth without major trauma. Because if you have an abortion and you try to have a baby down the road, you're going to have a hard time. I'm just warning people that trauma gets locked in the body when it's not dealt with. And abortion is trauma, and if it's in your body, it's going to influence how you give birth, ladies. It's going to influence whether you experience trauma or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely the case.
It's, you know, trauma is number one, it's intergenerational, so we pass it on to our kids. But it also repeats itself throughout life, you know, until we have had, you know, the determination to heal it and found the tools that can help move it out of the body because it's somatic. You know, the trauma gets held in our cells and in our nerves.
If it's intergenerational, the question comes up as to how we can break free from the cycle. How do we do it?
There's two very important things that we have to do. Number one is become conscious of the trauma. Acknowledge that there's trauma. And if we don't remember it, like many of us don't remember our own births because we have a very intelligent body that creates a mechanism by which we don't remember the most awful things that have happened to us. Most of us were born in hospitals. We have major trauma. And if we really want to heal, we have to bring what happened to us into the conscious mind. You know, we have to do regression work or find tools that will help those memories come into the conscious mind and help them move out of the nervous system and out of our cells. So it has to be a somatic, body-oriented tool that we're using. I recommend things like cranial sacral therapy or emotional freedom technique or Watsu therapy. If you were in a womb where you were not wanted or where your mother considered abortion, you have prenatal trauma. And this is a conversation that could take 5 hours for me to tell everybody what's going on in the womb, what's going on during conception, and what's going on during birth. There's many, many, many things that are happening to us that are influencing us and the way, you know, who we are attracted to, the kind of relationships we're in, how our health is, whether or not our lives are traumatic, whether or not we are flowing in abundance with money or not. Everything starts at conception and what happens to us in the womb and what happens to us at birth. And it is intergenerational, so I'm going to give you a quick example, a personal example, that my grandmother had a baby in a hospital who was pulled out with forceps. They pressed so hard that they gave the baby a brain hemorrhage, and he died. So my grandmother had major trauma in her baby being murdered by the medical profession. That trauma was not healed when my mother came through her womb. My mother was the next baby through her womb. And so my mother's body is permeated, what we call haunted womb shock, okay, is permeated with haunted womb shock and with the memories, the unresolved memories of the loss of my grandmother's previous baby. Me, as a developing fetus in my mother's, let me say this, when my mother was developing in my grandmother's womb, her eggs were forming, and I, as an egg, lived in my mother's body when she was a fetus in my grandmother's womb. So I carry all the memories from my mother and from my grandmother. And I can tell you
that's an amazing tidbit of information there that I learned recently. And that's really incredible to think about.
Yeah. And I'll tell you for sure that the dead baby scenario played itself out in my life in a huge way. Because I am like the elected representative to heal the entire family line. And my family is extremely damaged. Birth trauma is just one area, you know, of damage. There's participation in the satanic agenda that is pretty extensive. You know, even something as simple as having a niece that's selling Avon, when we know that Avon made the top 10 list of animal torturing companies. Okay, so she's selling Avon, she's selling it to my mother, and my mother's slapping that stuff all over her body, and everybody does this. You know, there's infant foreskins in our facial cream, because that's how disgusting and satanic infested our culture has become. We're rubbing it on our face. There's a big thing about Oprah, you know, rubbing foreskins.
Rubbing it on her face, literally. It's all over people's faces. How ridiculous. And we couldn't make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
This is what's going on. It's crazy. Research it. Google Oprah and foreskin and all this crazy madness. Anyways.
Just Google facial cream, foreskin facial cream.
Foreskin facial cream, or Tuscan facial cream, much better, not foreskin. Janice, I want to open up the phone lines here because we're drastically running out of time. But, of course, we'll continue this conversation next week. You want to do it on a Tuesday again?
Yeah, I think we're going to need at least 6 radio shows, Bob.
We'll do a couple each month, all right?
Sure.
You know, because this is a topic that never gets old for me. So we'll do as many as we need. 800-313-9443 if you want to jump on board. The troll-free number to join us, get out your crayon and write it down, is 800-313-9443. And we'll start with Mike. How are you, Mike?
Oh, good. I just wanted to share a story about my daughter's birth, you know, on the topic of trauma-based, you know, birth.
Go for it.
My daughter was 10-10-01, so the beginning of the whole 9/11 stuff, and in the hospital, we're watching the news, and this is right around when the anthrax scare was going on, and the whole era 9/11, like, oh my goodness, you know, what's going on, and then, anyway, my daughter was, you know, given birth to, and she came out, and we made eye contact. I know I say babies can't see and everything, but for some, I looked at her. I could see her. She's beautiful and everything.
Well,
and
they
then,
can't see, and I hate to interrupt here because I love this story, but they can't see because the second they're born, they want to put drops in their eyes, okay? Drops in their eyes, robbing us of that initial, you know, sight of one another. Anyways, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, so this is immediately. I didn't see the drops until afterwards. So she was out, and I could see her, and anyway, the doctor comes over and starts hitting her on the foot. I'm like, well, what are you doing? Well, we have to make him cry to make sure they're breathing. I said, I can see that she's breathing. Why are you hitting her? Well, we have to make sure they cry so they're breathing properly. I can see her chest moving. She's breathing. And so not only was my daughter traumatized, I'm traumatized as well. I'm like, my God, you sick SOB. You're trying to make my daughter cry to make sure she's breathing. Are you insane? You know, so that's just the story I just wanted to share that was just to me was so insane that you have to make a baby cry to make sure they're breathing. What kind of insanity is that?
It is abuse. What's happening in hospitals is abuse. And it's extreme. And it's extremely traumatizing for you to have to watch it. For you to have to watch your baby be abused. So I really want to honor what you're sharing because
at the very best, you know, he's getting in touch with that and he realizes that. Most people, Janice, they say, oh, well, it's a doctor. They know what they're doing. They have that fancy coat and that education that allows them to do this, you know. So let's just go with what they tell me because they're the doctor, and after all, doctors know best.
And after I am a victim of mind control, so I
exactly
can't think
what it is. It is mind control at its finest. Mike, thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you, Mike. We're definitely on the same page with you.
Go ahead, Janice.
I want to talk up about the eye stuff because babies absolutely can see when they're born. It is imperative for them to make eye contact with their mother and their father because that is a key means by which the neurobiology of love will activate. But when you're in the medical system and when they are trained to do everything that they can to break that bond, and so they put a bunch of burning gunk in the baby's eyes. Sometimes it's ointment, sometimes it's drops. Either way, it causes extreme burning for the baby and makes it very difficult for the baby to see and makes it very difficult for the baby to make eye contact with its mother and father, and therefore its brain will be altered. And it could be long-term. If the parents are not aware that their baby has been traumatized and seeking help for that, then the brain is altered from not being able to make eye contact. It is absolutely necessary. It is important. And it is important for nobody to hit the baby or cut off the most sensitive part of his penis.
As they're being pinned down, attached to a board. And then shut up with a vaccine that's for people who have multiple sexual partners and use heroin. And that is the hepatitis B or hepatitis C vaccine. Anyways, final segment when we come back. We'll take more calls and finish things off with Janice Barcelo. Tuscan Show.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
I'll say. Okay, we're going to have Janice back on next week, Tuesday night, and we'll continue this discussion. In the final moments of tonight's show, however, we'll try to squeeze in some final phone calls here, and we'll start with, who is it, Hans?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Hans.
Hi there. I'm going to make it short. The most important thing to, I like your program tonight. The most important thing for us people is our health. And I have, since 1956, never touched any kind of meat. Absolutely none. And it's ridiculous. Just picture yourself jump up on an animal, bite into it, kill it, and eat it right there on the spot. No way that you can do it, you know. And I found a book that time in the 50s. It's called The Mucusless Healing Diet. And it completely changed me around overnight. I saw what I was doing wrong. And they got rid of my ulcers and my all my hardening up the little, God knows what I had. It's all gone. And you never take any kind of vaccination. You never get a cold. And you can never, I don't know how people say that they're worrying about starving. There's so much wheat going around that is very good food. I have my own garden. And when you live out of the grocery store, you die because that's all garbage, you know.
Yep.
That's so true. Yep.
Well said. Well, thank you.
Yeah, Hans, thank you so much. That's spot on. And many people out there listening have followed suit and are growing their own food and staying away from the things in a box. Chances are if you can't pronounce the various ingredients or if there's any ingredient other than just apple or banana. And even the apple and banana you got to be careful about because it might be genetically modified. But the bottom line is eating whole food is the way to go that you know is good, that you know where it's coming from. And the meat eating subject is something that I've gone back and forth on. My buddy Mark Passio is very much a big proponent of not eating meat and what he calls carnism. It's something that I think people need to look at and not just take for granted that we as human beings need to eat meat in order to survive. I think there is a great argument showing that perhaps we do not. Janice, any final comments tonight?
Just people that are living for 20 years or more without eating meat, it's clear we don't need it. And, you know, what our last guest, what Hans just said, you know, about health being the most important thing, I would go one up that and say that our spiritual welfare is the most important thing, and whether or not we are in harmony with the Creator and with the forces of love. And eating meat is the antithesis of love. It is extremely evil to consume the life force of another being. It is satanic. It is satanic-based. And we have been so indoctrinated into this satanic system that we think that it is normal. Satanism permeates every aspect of our lives, including the God that we're worshiping and the traditional practices that we're doing in our religions. It's extensive, and it would take, like I said, several shows to go into it, but it is a part of it.
To be continued, Janice. We'll see you next week, same time, same place, all right?
Bob, good to talk with you again.
Okay, thanks so much. All right, folks, that does it for us tonight. Love you. See you tomorrow night with Curtis Davis, our guest for tomorrow.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With